This is Bob Fetrakis with The Other Side of the News, brought to you by thefreepress.org. WCRS Community Radio 98.3 and 102.1. Hi, this is Bob Fetrakis in the studio with Brian Griffin.
Hey.
There
how's
he is.
How's it going?
Got a copy of one of his CDs in my hand, Homefront. Why don't you play us a little music, Brian?
All right, you got it. I'll play actually the opening track on that one, and it was one I wrote.
The American Way?
The American Way, that's right. I wrote that one back in 1981. Well, I was 18, and I wrote it at the time was when Reagan and Thatcher were coming into power. And this was what was going through my 18-year-old mind at the time, and seems like it all still kind of current. The only thing that really changed was a line about the cost of a ticket for a movie. But here we go. Here's American Way. One.
Stocks and bonds and credit cards, pay $10 to see a movie star. Quarters, dimes, nickels and cents, they put the bill for the big event. Every week, your pay gets less, you can't buy the thrills of happiness. Tax you for the air you breathe, things like that they can't redeem. Corporate eyes, green with greed, take more and more of your money. Not the way it was meant to be, the people don't care. They don't see, the oil man boasts with pride that you're in debt until you die. Goes up sly, they all say, don't interfere the American way. That's what I say. Well, the rich play the market for their kicks, while the working class, tired and sick, at the eatery, the rich steak they carve, while people with no money starve. Upper class, live life fast, lower class, life don't last, the government obsession with oppression, they silence protesters with their lethal weapons, they serve themselves selfishly and screw the people they were meant to please. Don't expect to get a break, dog eat dog, you'll learn your place, in a free land, you're not free, this is not the way it was meant to be, no. Well, we must change, the people say, but you can't budge the American way. That's what I say. Yeah. Get this, the governors and the heads of state will get you all for. They can take Congress, Senate, and the House. Most of the members are corrupt louse. They send all the young ones to war, while they go hide behind closed doors. Y'all join the service, be a man. But if you're dead, who gives a damn? The army mass produces clones, so all the dead ones won't die alone. They think they know what is right. If you don't believe, you better learn to fight. Have their power, have their will. They have their reasons, their right to kill. Drop the bomb if you disagree. People who ask why, they don't need, they don't care, they can't see, cause it's too late to be free, not yet. On the day when the world's the same, then we'll achieve the American way. That's what I say. It's the American way. That's what I say.
Brian Griffin.
Thanks.
From the home front, the American way. When did you say you wrote that?
I wrote that back in April of 1981. I was just turned 18.
April of 1981, the dawning of the Reagan era. So again, powerful stuff. I see you were prematurely in the Occupy movement before other people.
Oh, yeah, with that, as I said, a big influence at the time was The Clash, and they just had a song out called The Magnificent Seven, which is kind of a rap-type song. It was like a predecessor of what became rap music, but it was also, this American Way is very influenced by The Clash as well. But.
So The Clash, what's that, their Sandinista or London Calling period?
Yeah, it was right, Sandinista was The album was a really political one, where they kind of brought in a lot of information about, you know, about the movement, the Sandinista movement, and then also from that, from a song of theirs, I heard they mentioned a lyric from a singer named Phil Oakes.
Phil, the legendary, the man who we should know from the Ohio State University, who didn't become the editor ended up not going back his senior year,
no.
But instead dedicating his life to the movement, human rights movement. Again, you know, every major event in progressive left history in the 60s, Phil Oakes played at, including the first teach-ins.
Oh, okay.
The Days of Rage, and of course his song Here's to the State of Mississippi.
Oh, absolutely.
Which got him a few butt whoopings down south.
Yes.
I mean, he was everywhere. So Phil Oakes, I think, you know, people know about Archie Griffin because he got a couple of Heisman, but the guy who's worshipped as a human rights hero in Europe, in Western Europe.
Oh, Phil.
Phil Oakes.
Yeah, his legacy and just the message that he did was, you know, once I started hearing, you know, about Phil Oakes, I just eventually caught up with him, and I heard, next time I really heard about him was in 1986 when I was going to school at OSU, and the Lantern did like an article on the 10th anniversary of his death he died in April of 76.
And died prematurely. And
yes.
Was it suicide?
Yes, it was. Yeah, he hung himself. Yeah.
Which is a great tragedy. And you wonder the toll that the movement really took on
absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely.
Because he showed up when nobody else would show up. Yeah, actually, a lot like Brian Griffin.
Oh.
yeah, I was thinking... Brian seems a little less depressed or defeated, but Brian,
I'm trying to hang in there. Yeah,
I mean, you've showed up. I remember you playing in freezing. I thought we were going to have to go get your fingers amputated.
Oh God!
Out at Governor Bob Taft's church. I mean, it was days when you know my hands weren't coming out of my pocket, let alone strumming on a guitar for an hour.
Yeah, those days were. You know, trying to keep the guitar in tune was a big undertaking, and also try to feel my fingers, too. I mean, at that point, you know, they're just numb. I just kind of rammed them up against the strings. So,
so in many ways, Brian Griffin is the Phil Oakes of Ohio, because anytime there's a human rights rally, protest, event, Brian's there with his guitar. I expect the guitar to say, "This machine kills fascists," in the Woody Guthrie tradition, but are you going to play something from Phil Oakes?
Actually a song. It's kind of a song I wrote about being influenced by Phil
great.
Oakes, and then we'll do a little bit of Phil there at the end. This is called Marching in Your Footsteps. And
as in I ain't marching anymore?
Absolutely, absolutely. And what a big influence that he's been on my life here. I'm going to take this harmonica holder off for the time being.
I used to have a theory on harmonica holders. That was just to impress women. All the guys in my school in the 70s, I never seen them play a harmonica. They all could play guitar, but they all had
the
harmonica holders. And like, I'm just like Bob Dylan.
There you go. Well, you know, it's like, I'm still waiting for it to work.
You actually play the harmonica, though, don't you?
I do. I do. I've
seen that.
I bandy it about a little bit, but we'll do some of that a little later. Here's Marching in Your Footsteps, and this goes out to Phil. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I am marching in your footsteps, going down the path you blaze. Heading toward the end of the journey, trying not to stray and lose my way. I remember when I first heard about you, The Clash sang a verse from one of your songs. They gave you the credit that you were due. Planted in me a seed that grew. And I am here, I'm marching, marching in your footsteps, going down the path you blazed. Heading toward the end of the journey, trying not to stray and lose my way. I remember when I read about you in the Lantern. On the 10th anniversary of your death, articles said that you couldn't go on, and you couldn't take another step. Well, I'm still here, I'm marching, marching in your footsteps. I'm on the oval, playing your songs. Your words are so full of power, and they're ringing true, true and strong, yeah. I read all the books I could about you, watched all the videos, listened to your songs. It always breaks my heart when I get to the part when you felt that you could not go on. Now many years have passed since that day, and you're no longer here with us, but your message lives on, and it's growing, yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at all the people that you touched, and we are here, we're marching, marching in your footsteps. We're taking your word to the streets. The world is still worth saving, and we're telling everyone that we meet. Marching, marching in your footsteps. We're on the oval, playing your songs. Your words are so full of power now, and they're ringing true, true and strong. They're ringing true and strong. They're ringing true and strong, yeah. Phil, you are never truly gone. Well, I marched in the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British War. Young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't marching anymore. Well, I killed my share of Indians in a thousand different fights. I was there at the Little Big Horn. I saw many men a-lying, I saw many more dying, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars. It's always the poor or the fall. Look at all we won with the saber and the guns. Tell me, is it worth it all? No, no, I ain't marching anymore.
Brian Griffin's tribute to Phil Oakes. This is WCRS FM Community Radio 98.3 102.1. I don't want to put you on the spot, but okay. Do you remember the lyrics that the Clash sang of Phil Oakes?
Yeah, it was. They did it in a song called "Up in Heaven, Not in Here," and it's called. They used the line, "Allianza dollars were spent to raise the towering buildings for the weary bones of the workers to come home in the morning," and I believe it was from Phil's song "United Fruit." I'm not sure though, but. I'll have to go check on that.
United Fruit, Phil, who knew his history. And, of course, having read the biographies, you know, the debate between him and Dylan. Dylan said he wasn't a folk singer. He was a reporter.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. And that was like a big, you know, and then there was like the big incident where Dylan supposedly kicked Phil out of his car because he criticized one of Dylan's songs. And
little tension. They were... Yeah. In many ways, Phil was the early leader of the so-called new folk movement.
Oh, right.
There'd been the blacklisting of the Weavers and Seeger and sort of Woody Guthrie, the old folk movement. And then you had Phil Oakes and Peter, Paul, and Mary, as well
Woody's
as
children.
Dylan.
They were called.
Joan Baez.
Absolutely. And the thing, you know, with Dylan, I mean, he wrote great many songs for the cause, but it seemed like he kind of moved on.
He also tended to be, and you know, I'm a Dylan fan, but he tended, you know, I mean, mad props to Bob Dylan,
right?
But
his vocal stylings.
He was a little more poetic and ambivalent. Is that? You know, how many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? Clearly a reference to practices in the South of calling black men boys. Mm-hmm. But it's, if you compare that to, you know, here's to the state of Mississippi.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a whole different...
You know, Phil was very direct in his condemnation
of
human rights. Yeah. Exactly. So, obviously, you prefer and your songs seem to reflect the Phil Oakes style much more than the poetic ambiguities of Mr. Dylan.
Well, you know, the songs that, the words come to me and, you know, I just want to get them out there and just in some ways to make it a, you know, a better world. You know, that's always kind of been in the back of my head, whatever you could do to make this place a little bit better. And when you see suffering, when you see inequality, you just see these things and, you know, it's just... I don't know, it's just like a reflex to kind of respond to it. It's like, what's going on here? What's wrong with this?
So are you channeling a little Phil there? Maybe out there in the cosmos, Phil's spirit's flowing around?
Oh, I believe he's out there. You know, as I said, that spirit is there, and we are all our spirits, you know, trapped in these bodies for the time being. And I just, as I said, it's with Phil's message, I mean, we can use him so much today with everything that's going on. You know, I mean, it's like, what would Phil sing about that, you know? I just kind of when I see stuff like...
Yeah, no, in my own life, it's always, what would Eugene Victor Debs do? So, I want to wear a little braces instead of what would Jesus do?
That's right.
What would Debs do?
Or what would Phil do?
So are you inspired to do another one for us?
Sure, absolutely. And I can kind of bring... I can do actually a song that I wrote. It's kind of the hit from the Homefront album. It's called Patriot Act, and I wrote it right after they were trying to ram that through, and this was right after the 9/11.
Oh, he is going to do some harmonica.
I know. I'm getting the harmonica holder right out now, so if you hear any clinking sounds, that's what that is. But there it is. All right. And this is, as I said, this was a song that was featured on Neil Young's Living with War video site for a while. And
Cool.
It got up to number three.
I'm actually more of a Young fan than I am a Dylan fan. I've always thought, Neil, you could follow the entire movement in the lyrics of Neil Young.
Oh, I mean, he just, and you know, and he's still doing it, you know, with like Living with War.
Came out, classic, yeah. As is Springsteen coming under fire for absolutely his recent album, which takes them all on. See, sounds like he should be leading the Occupy movement.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would be there following Bruce. I would follow Bruce anywhere. And that's
and of course, you got to love Nebraska. I mean, that's in the finest tradition of Woody Guthrie.
Absolutely. And that's coming up on 30 years now since that's been released.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to do a show of playing the Nebraska songs like all the way through coming up in September on the anniversary of its release.
I'd love to have you on to promote it and get you back
absolutely
on the radio.
I would love it. So, got time for a song here. This is called Patriot Act. This is a government out of control, and it's still, you know, it may not be called Patriot Act, but yesterday they just passed a thing in the House for the, to kind of watch over the Internet. And so here's some more government out of control. It's called the Patriot Act. 1, 2, 3, 4. Patriot Act, Patriot Act. Save us from terrorist attack, but you better watch your back, cause we're following the Patriot Act. Well, these are troubled times in which we live. We'll take all the information you can give. If you don't have anything to share, we're gonna check your records, we don't care, cause we got ourselves a war to win, so we're gonna have to begin. Gotta make this here homeland safe, all your rights are gonna be replaced by the Patriot Act, Patriot Act. Use it to go and attack anyone who will try to distract all us from the Patriot Act. Well, we gotta do all we can to win this war, cause we got the best reason to fight for. Freedom's the reason why we fight. Freedom to go take away your rights. It's happened once before, it's happening now. All your liberties being beaten down. So you better keep an eye on what you do. There's a new big brother watching you. And me too. It's called the Patriot Act, Patriot Act. Use it to go and attack anyone who will try to distract all us from the Patriot Act. Alright, here comes the big folk rock solo. That's the best folk rock solo you hear on the radio this day on this station. Here goes the third verse. Different from the second and the first. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. If the founding fathers were here today, wonder what they would say. When they see how far we've gone astray, when they see how far we lost our way, wonder if they help us in our plight, make us reread the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Wonder what they finally say, before the band comes and takes them away. The band's gonna take them away for violating Article 6, Section 5, Paragraph 12, Sentence 18, Word 2 of the 1, 2, 3, the Patriot Act, Patriot Act. Save us from terrorist attack, but you better watch your back. We're following the Patriot Act. Red, white, black, and blue. The Patriot Act.
We're coming after you, boy.
The Patriot Act. Smile nice and pretty for the cameras.
Ryan Griffin, home front, and that was the Patriot Act. Clearly, the Patriot Act is so named so it could be the next refuge of the fascist scoundrels. You just know from the name when they took it off the shelf, it's like, whoa, we've got an attack. Let's take people's rights. The largest spy apparatus of all time. $50, $60 billion, 80% of it spying on U.S. citizens without any probable cause. And, of course, we have Brian Griffin fighting back on the other side of the news. Great song.
Thanks.
I'm inspired there. I was moving on. let's do another one. What else are you thinking about?
Yeah, let's see. I wanted do a song that kind of brings us up to some of the current stuff today. This one I wrote, at about last year, about at August, at an Occupy rally, and
this I one like that. Occupy movement. All right,
absolutely. And this one was,
and it's a rap song similar to "Now Occupy." Right outside your door. No, that's
no, it's not that one.
Sorry, no, that's another group. Let me remember.
Rage Against the Machine. Yeah,
and that was Testify.
Tom Morello, man.
But I wanted to change the lyrics to Occupy.
Yeah, this one is this one's called "We're Gonna Rise Up," and it's also inspired by "Power to the People" by John Lennon.
Cool.
And
another great iconic hero of the people.
Let's see. I think I probably do this on a radio without getting sued by Yoko or anyone. So let's see. I'll start out with some stomping.
Power to the people. Power to the people. Power to the people. Power to the people. Right on. 2, 3, 4. We are gonna rise up, get up on our marching feet. We are gonna rise up now. There's a promise that we gotta keep. The crooked people in this land, they're trying to tear us down, destroy the middle class now, in every city and every town. But they don't know what they done now. The sleeping giant's waking up, and we're gonna mobilize it. We're saying enough's enough now. Now we are gonna rise up, get up on our marching feet. We are gonna rise up now. There's a promise that we gotta keep, yeah. These corporations and their cronies, they only want to help the rich and leave the poor behind now, under the bus, dead and in a ditch. But we're the ones who are the backbone. They're the ones who have no spine. Watch them dealing in the dark of night now. Watch them hide away from the light. Yeah, yeah, we are gonna rise up, get up on our marching feet. We are gonna rise up now. There's a promise that we gotta keep, yeah. Now is the time for action. Now's the time to make a stand. Cause we won't stand for this now. We're rising up against all their evil plans. We're the ones who didn't want to fight this battle. Now we're being forced to. Gonna raise up all our forces. Yeah, this is one thing we're gonna do, yeah. We are gonna rise up, get up on our marching feet. We are gonna rise up now. There's a promise that we gotta keep, yeah. We are gonna rise up now. We are gonna rise up. We are gonna rise up now. There's a promise that we gotta keep, yeah. Rise up.
Brian Griffin. You're listening to The Other Side of the News. That's from Homefront. Check out his music at
BrianGriffin.net, or you can go on Facebook. I'm on there as well. And Reverb Nation, Brian Griffin, ReverbNation.com. And Just do Brian Griffin and Columbus. You'll find me all over the place.
Peace.